Okay, going there, Pesach. Today is called Pesach Lashem in the Torah. So, I'm supposed to be Osek once again in Yonim of covering Pesach. Today's really in Yonim of the Yoma. Just one thought from that I didn't get to say yesterday. That is, yesterday on Amud Beis we had 8 different pshatim. What is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rebbe in terms of when do you say there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem? Tanakama had said it applies by all kosher carbon Pesachs, and the Rebbe had said it applies by all carbon Pesachs that can be eaten, that are Roy Lachila. So there are 8 nafkah minas, possibilities of the Gemara, what they are arguing about. So just one ha'ara, that in the middle of the discussion in possibility number 3, the possibility was maybe it only applies, the question is, does it apply Nib Od Yom? Does it apply now? Let's say we would break the current Pesach now, right before the night time. So it's not Ro'i L'Achila yet, but it is kosher. So that was the question, that was the suggestion. So then the Gemara said, Meisvei, Rebbe said, based on a brisa, the Gemara suggested, why don't you break the bone on Erev Pesach, according to the Shita that said you could break it on Erev Pesach, and then get to the Moach inside the Kolis. So the Gemara says that, how would you do that? Because on Erev Pesach would it be an Isser Shviras Etzem? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says back, according to your question, why don't you just put a hot coal on the bone, let it burn through, and then you'd be able to get to the Moach that way. Why don't you do that? Because there's Gzeirah Rabbanan on that, Gzeirah Shevet Paka, maybe it might break by putting the hot coal on it, or maybe it'll burn some of the Moach, so too. Huadin, earlier in the day, there's Gzeirah Rabbanan. So just Rabbi Kiva Eger asked on that line of the Gemara, what did the Gemara say? There's a gzeira drabana not to put a hot coal on top of the bone, because gzeira shemapaka, that might cause the bone to break, it might not just burn through. Esher b'kiveger, what about darvashayin miskavin? We know that the principle in Kol Torah Kula of darvashayin miskavin is mutter. Right, so therefore, well, here too, it's not only in Hilchos Shabbos, right? The question is, Tosfos discusses, what do we paskin? But in general, most poskim say, most Rishonim already say that we pass on like Reb Shimon even in Kol Torah Kula. So Dovr Shemim Skavin Shemim Mutter. So here too, so Reb Kiva Eger answers in Simon Koflam and Gimel. Maybe we're worried that you're going to put so many coals that it's for sure gonna break. That's one possibility that he says. But I saw it, which is Reb Elchanan, says maybe it's we have to understand what the Isser of Shviras Etzem is. It's not an Isser Maisa, but it's an Isser Totsah, as he's called. Sometimes you don't have an Isser of an act, but you have an Isser of causing a result. So if you have an Isser of causing a result, then it doesn't matter if you do it in an indirect way. It doesn't matter if it's a Dovr Shein Miskavin. You still cause the situation to happen. So it could be, says Abachanan, that even though, per se, regarding the walls of Dovr Shein Miskavin is going to be mutter, but because here there's an Isser Totsah, it's an Isser to cause the situation for the bones to be broken, not to break the bones, so that is why it could be Usser, even in a regular case, which might be the case of Dovr Shein Miskavin. Okay, that's just our in terms of understanding the Isser of Shviras Etzem. Okay, so now we go continue where we're up to. 6 lines from the bottom. Itmar, peidalam abeis. Eiver she'en alav kazayis basav b'makom zeh. V'yesh alav kazayis basav b'makom acher. So this was the case, one of the suggestions, the last suggestion that the Gemara had said, that if there's a kazayis basar on the limb, but not in the spot where you're breaking it, so is that asur mutter? Rabbi Yochanan amar yesh b'shem shvira setzem. Rish lakash b'shem min lakash amar ein bo b'shem shvira setzem. So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether the isur shvira setzem still applies in a case where there is meat on the bone, but not in that place. Aser, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, who hold there is no problem from the following brisa. The etzem l'sish beruvo, echad etzem sheish lov kazayis basar, the echad etzem sheish lov kazayis basar. It says, the brisa says, that you can't break a bone of an etzem, whether it has a kazayis basar on it or not. So, ma ain't lov kazayis basar. What does that mean? That it does not have a kazayis basar on it. Ilema de ain't lov basar klal. If it really means literally that there is no basar on the etzem at all, amayish b'mishum shviras etzem. So that can't be what it's talking about, as we mentioned yesterday. If there is no meat on the etzem at all, so for sure there is no iser of shviras etzem. So elolav, what must it be talking about? When the Brisa says it includes if there is meat and if there is not meat, tachikamar. This is what it must be talking about. Echad etzem sheish alav kazayis basar b'makom zeh, ve'echad she'en alav kazayis basar b'makom zeh, ve'ish alav kazayis basar b'makom acher. Isn't the Brisa talking about this case where when it says anal of kazayis basar must be in this spot, but there is a kazayis basar in another spot, and therefore this is a kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said in this case it would not be also shviras etzem, and here it is. So amalei lo. on top of him. And I'll know, Hachi Kamar, according to Reish Lakish, this is what the Brisa would mean. Echad eats etzem sheish lov kazayis basar mi bachutz, vechad etzem sheish ain lov kazayis basar mi bachutz, vish lov kazayis basar mi bifnim, b'malkam shvira. No, echad zev echad zev means whether the meat is on the outside of the bone or on the inside of the bone. As we spoke about yesterday, the moach, the marrow inside, is also edible, so it also has the status of food, of basar, and that's the chiddush of the brisa. But really, if it's not, doesn't have a kazayis at that spot, according to Reish Lakish, you'd be putter. There wouldn't be an Isser Shiras Etzem. It's just that here, the Chiddush is that whether the meat is outside or inside at the spot of Shvira. And the Gemara continues, Vahatanya. This Vahatanya, Rashi says, is Bin Nichusab. The Brisa says, Ve'etzem l'sishruvo, Echad etzem sheish b'moach, Ve'echad etzem shein b'moach. The Brisa has two possibilities, and then we're going to see which one the Brisa accepts. So the Brisa says, one way you might learn is that you can't break the bone whether it has moach or whether it doesn't have moach. And the Chiddush is, according to Rashi, Rashi explains this Gemara, that you might have said that if it has moach inside, you're allowed to break the bones. After all, moach is called basar. It says it's a misser of eating the basar of the current Pesach. So maybe you should be able to break the bones. Says the Gemara Brisa, no, you can't. The isser of breaking the bones applies even by a bone that has moach inside. Umani makayim b'chulas habasar b'layla hazeh. So therefore, what is the mitzvah asay mean of eating the basar of this night? B'basar shagabi atzen. That means basar on the outside of the bones. But you're not allowed to break the bones, period. Oh, eino, or, says the Brisa, do you say the other side? Ela b'basar shebesocha etzem. Or do you say that the mitzvah of eating the basar of the current Pesach even applies to basar inside the bone? Uma'ani mekayim be'etzem l'sish ruvo. Aye, so what about the pasuk of not breaking bones? Maybe b'etzem she'eino lo moach. Maybe that pasuk only refers to bones that do not have moach inside. But the bone that has moach inside, maybe you're allowed to break the bones and eat it. Why? And don't wonder. It'll be asay docha lo saseh. The asay of eating the basar of the Pesach will be docha lo saseh of breaking the bones. So which do you say, says the Brisa? Do you say that the Isser applies even to bones that have moach inside or not? So kshu omer ve'etzem lo yishbruvo ve'pesach sheni. Once I have an extra pasuk by Pesach sheni in Parshas Bahaloscha, don't break the bones. She'ein tam alomer, which I really don't need that pasuk. Why? She'ekfar ne'emar k'chol chukas ha'pesach yasu oso. Because it already says that the Pesach sheni should have the same exact halachos as Pesach Rishon. So why do I need that pasuk at Pesach Sheni? Havi Omer, so must be coming to teach me. Echad etzem sheish b'moach, ve'echad etzem she'ein b'moach. Must be coming to teach me, even bones that have moach inside, still the isser of shviras etzem applies. Period. But what did this whole brisa do for me? It was a raya, b'hatanya, that the isser of shviras etzem applies even to where the moach is inside, which was a raya to Reish Lakish, how he answered the question. Period. Let's talk a little bit about this line of the Gemara. The Gemara had suggested that maybe you would say ase do chelos ase, that if there's moach, if there's marrow inside the bones, maybe you don't. There's no issur to break the bones, even though it's usually an issur. Why? Because the ase of eating the current Pesach, you have a mitzvah to eat the basar. So there's basar inside. The only way to get to it is by breaking the bones. So that was the havamina that you would say ase do chelos ase in this case. And then the Gemara says, there's a pasuk that you should be not. Asks Tosfos in Tosfos Kishehu, fourth line of Tosfos, V'kasha, hechi yalaf mina, v'amai nami tzara kra. What do you need a pasuk to tell me it's not going to work? Hachal habi'idna d'be'aka lavlo makayim asei. We know there's a general principle by asi docha losa asei. The asei has to be at the same moment of the losa asei. For example, when you cut off a piece of a bris milah, you cut off the foreskin. If there's a negat saras on the foreskin, you're allowed to do it. Why? Because at the same time, asi docha losa asei. You can be mekayim the asei, it's the same moment of losa asei. Kilayim betzitzis, whatever the case is, asi docha losa asei. If it's not at the same moment, it doesn't work. So ask Tosfos, what's going on here? First, I'm going to break the bones to get inside. I'm going to eat the meat afterwards. So what's the havamina to say asa docha lo saseh? The lo saseh comes first. That's Tosfos kasha. And he gives an answer at the end. Maybe it's according to another shita, but he doesn't really quote a bona fide answer. There is a piskei Tosfos in Zvachim. At the end of every mesechta, you have a summary of all the psakim of Tosfos right after the Gemara. So in the piskei Tosfos in Zvachim in Simin Samach Tes, Tosfos says, the piskei Tosfos says, Im efshar l'kayim asei be'inyan acher lo be'inan be'idna.
D'me'ekir lav l'kayim aseh.
Says the Pesukim Tos is a big chiddush. If there's no other way to do the aseh than to do the losa aseh beforehand, you still say aseh docha losa aseh, even if it's not be'inna. In other words, don't accept Tosfos' assumption. What's Tosfos' answer? You never say aseh docha losa aseh when it's not be'izna. Says the Pesukim Tos in Zvachim, yes you do. You say it if there's no other choice. What's the lumdus though? How does it work? So there are two possibilities. So the Tureyev and the Chagiga says that, you know how it works? Because the losa aseh here can be viewed as a hechsher mitzvah. Because the only way you could get to do the aseh is by breaking the bones. So once you can classify it as a hechsher mitzvah and not as a losa aseh, that's why you could apply the principle here and it would still be mutter. Because it's viewed as a hechsher mitzvah. That's how the Turi Evan understands this Piskei Tosfos. But the I saw the Sfas Emes, this is on the last page in the Chidushim in Pesachim. At the end of Zechus Pesachim is Chidushim on the Rambam, on Hilchos Karban Pesach. So the last paragraph, in the whole thing, the last paragraph of the whole Sefer, says the Sfas Emes, he quotes this Piskei Tosfos, and he says, what does this mean? Just because you can't do it otherwise? So he says, V'kavanasam, da'asei kezu le'echol ha'basar, she'besocha etzem, i'efshar le'olam le'kayim rakadish veres etzem. You know why this is different? Because if the Torah really meant for you to eat the marrow inside the bone, it must be that they want you to break the bones. Because there's no way that you could ever get to this marrow without breaking the bones. Im kein havi ki ilu hashvira atzma mitzvah saseh. It's as if this is part of the, not just the hechsher mitzvah, like the Turi Evan said, but it's as if this is the mitzvah. Because the Torah wants you to do this. There's no other way to do it. So it must be that this is what you're supposed to do. But generally, you know why we need be'inna? Because usually it doesn't have to be this way. So that is why here you would say, even though it's not be'idna, because here it's impossible. It's always, you have to do the losasi before you do the assay. That's why it would be okay. Then he says, maybe there's another answer, maybe even without saying the Piskei Tosfos. Maybe this case is different, because this assay, this is not just assay docha losasi. This is assay and losasi docha losasi. Because when you eat the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah, you're also preventing nosar. You're preventing losas bal tasiru. So maybe that's assay is more chamor. That assay is more chamor than a plain assay. And that's why this assay that's teamed up with a los assay would be strong enough to push off the los assay of breaking the bones. So that's what he says. It's a different answer to Tosfos' question. Yeah. It's a lava nita glase, but you never have an assay before the los assay by lava nita glase. Nitak means it can be fixed and corrected. And stopped. Here, it's the assays beforehand. So it's an assay that goes with a losa assay.
The assay comes
after
you break the bones.
But again, assay, but lavanita assay again. Usually, it always goes together: stealing and repaying the stealing, nosar and burning the nosar. Here, it happens to be together. Breaking bones and eating basar does not have to be together. It's just this hechitimsi has to be together. Okay, so that is one discussion on the Slan of the Gemara of Asi Docha Losa Aseh. There is just one other discussion that we'll have, and then we'll continue. The Shagas Ari looks at this Gemara, and he says, one second, the Gemara says that maybe you have to say Asi Docha Losa Aseh to get to the Moach inside. After Shagas Ari, you know what this Gemara proves to me? That there's a mitzvah for the entire Karban Pesach to be eaten, not just for you to eat your kezias. Because after all, what's the Gemara saying here? Rely on Asi Docha Losa Aseh to get to the Moach inside. What do you mean? You had your kezias already from the regular basar. You had your kazai, so what are you trying to get to the moach inside? So you won't eat that. So it'll become no sir. Don't violate. Why do you have to rely on asi docha lo saseh? Says the Shagasari, it's a mitzvah vav, it must be haraya. There's a mitzvah for the entire Karban Pesach to be eaten. This is what, I'm sorry, this is in Kuflam and Gimel. The Shagasari, it's a mitzvah vav, quotes this idea. The Minchas Chinuch in Kuflam and Gimel quotes this and argues. He says, what do you mean? Maybe we're just talking about a case where there are a lot of people on the Karban. And you need the moach inside to get a kezias for each person. There's no raya. Again, it's a hechi timsi. It might not be the same mafurish in the Gemara, but there's tzarech li'iyun, says the Menachas Chinuch. I don't know if the raya is correct because, you know, this is possible. It's possible that we're talking about a case where there are a lot of people on the carpet. Okay. So this was all the raya though to the answer of Reish Lakish. Now we're up to Meisvei about the 12th line. Remember what we were talking about? We have a machlokes, which the Gemara is talking about, but between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we have a machlokas in a case where you have a bone of the current Pesach, which has a kezayis of meat on it, but not in one spot. And you want to break the bone of that current Pesach in the spot where there is no kezayis of meat. So is that usur or not? Says Rabbi Yochanan, yes. Says Reish Lakish, no. That's the machlokas that we're talking about here. So the Gemara continues now, asking a question on Reish Lakish. Meisvei, about 12 lines down. Eiver shiyatsa miksaso. Meisvei, we're going to ask a kasha from the Mishnah that we're going to have later on today, and I'm in base. Eiver shiyatsa miksaso. Let's say you have a limb of the current Pesach that went out of this place where it was allowed to be eaten. Let's say it went out of the walls of the Yerushalayim. Choteich ad makom shemagia le'etzem. So what do? Because you have a bone with meat on it, so the meat that went out is nifsal biyotze. So what do? The part of the meat that went inside, the part of the meat that stayed inside, is still kosher. So what do you have to do? You're not allowed to break the bones. So the Gemara says, describes, picture of a long piece of meat on a limb. So you cut the meat up until the bone all around in a circle. You cut the meat. So what do? So that part of the meat that's on the outside, that's going to be burned. You roll back the meat that was inside, that's still kosher. You roll it back all the way till you get to the joint. And then just take that meat, and that way you'll be able to enjoy the meat. That's what the Mishnah says. You cut the meat until you get to the bone, all around. Then you pull back, you roll it back until you get to the joint. And then you cut it. That's what you do. Asks the Gemara, why do you have to go through this whole procedure? Because you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to break the bones. Ask the Gemara, if you, Reish Lakish, are right, that if there's no kezayis right here, there's no iser, so why you started peeling off the meat, right? You started peeling off the meat. So why do you have to pull it back all the way to the joint? Pull it off a little bit, then that place where you have to break it will be exposed. So therefore, there won't be an iser shviras atzem anymore, because you've already pulled back the meat. Why do you have to go all the way back to the joint and cut niklof beport of isbrei? Why don't you just cut it a little bit and that's it? And then you break the bones there. So two possibilities, why not? Abai Amar Mishimpaka. Abai says no, because it could be, let's say you pull the piece of meat back, you pull the meat back a little bit. But still, when you cut, sometimes when you cut something, there are little cracks that shoot out of the crack that you're doing. Right? You ever try to cut something? So it might not cut exactly like you want it. So it might go and the cut might spread underneath where the meat is. So you might be Asur Mishim Shvirat Atzem anyway, so because of that chashash, you just pull it back the whole way. Ravina Amar Bekulis. No, Ravina says, no, we're talking about a limb here which has basar inside. It has marrow inside, so therefore you can't cut it still, because even though there's no meat on the outside, there's meat on the inside. So that's why you just have to pull it back all the way to the joint. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says at the end of Psachim, later on, Psachim Kufchas, Kufchath. Tanan Hasam, HaPigol V'Anosar B'Tamim N'Seidayim. It's going to be another question. The Mishnah there says that Pigol and Nosar, right, two Isurim in the Torah, Nosar left over after the time that you were supposed to burn it, and Pigol, as we mentioned before, is a case where the Kohen thinks, either regarding the Shechita or regarding the Zrika, that he's going to do something La'achar Zman. He thinks during the Shechita that you're going to be Zorik the Dam after the time, during the Zrika that you're going to eat the Karban after the time. That's Pigol. That's what it says in Sefer Vayikra, that if you think that, the Karban is Pasul. Karban is Pasul, and not just Pasul, but it's Pigol. If you eat Pigol, you're Chayav Karis. But not only is Pigol Usur, Ba'achila, says the Mishnah, that it was a Gzera Drabanan to be Matame Pigol. That Pigol is called Tame, Midrabanan. Why is Pigol Tame? And no, sir. The following reason. Rav Huna, Rav Chizkiya. We had 2 days ago that the bone that holds the Pigol is Tame. That was an extension of Rabbi Yitzchak. Right? The bones that are Meshamish. We had that on Pig Gimel Amad Aleph. Now we're talking about the Ikar Adin, that Nosar and Pigol are both Tame. Why? Rav Huna, Rav Chizkiya. Chad Amar Mishum Chshade Kehuna. The first opinion says Chshade Kehuna because of those, we're Choshed certain Kohanim. We'll get to that in a second. Chad Amar Mishum Asle Kehuna because of the lazy Kohanim. Mar Masni a Pigol. One of these reasons applies to Pigol. Umar Masni a Nosar. One applies to Mosar. Which is which? The Gemara says. Mad Masni a Pigol Mishim Chshade Kehuna. The one who says it about Pigol is because of their Choshed about the Kohanim. Why? Because what's going to happen? I am a Kohen, and I'm going to be Mefagel your Karban. I don't like you. I want to get back at you. It's easy. You're a Yisrael. You have no choice in this matter. So I'm going to go. I'm going to be Mefagel your Karban, and that's it. And that's I'm going to ruin it for you. So we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. So what do? We're going to say that Pigol Karbanos, Pigol becomes Tame. go comes Tamei. So every Kohen who's Mefagel Karban is going to have to go to the mikvah, is going to have to be Batshriach himself. So we hope that this will prevent Kohanim from being Mefagel Karban. So that is the reason why Pigol is Tamei. Anybody have any questions about that? Because we don't want people to do Pigol to be Mefagel Karban, so therefore we're going to say it's Tamei Midrabanan, so therefore we don't want them to have the Tircha of having to be Matar themselves, and therefore that's going to prevent them from doing it. Ah, they only care about pig. They don't care about pigol. They're going to be amazed, ruin this carbon. They're great pigol. They're going to be worried about tuma. Says Tosfos, unbelievable. Says Tosfos, you should shadik kahuna. V'yim tomar kamochin leyachushal asus b'tuma. If they don't care about pigol, so of course they're not going to care about tuma. Says Tosfos, v'yishlomar da'aflu rishayim chamir lehu tuma. You find in the Gemara sometimes, even though people's values are totally messed up, they'll do anything when it comes to tuma and tara where they're scared. Kidam rinan biyoma. Like it says in Yoma. What's the story in Yoma? For many of you know that story. Story in Yoma. Yoma Chav Gimel, says Tosis. Story goes, Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Maisa b'shtei Kohanim shayishtem shavin v'ratzin v'olim b'kevesh. Two Kohanim are running up the ramp to do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the story? Kodem echad mehen l'tochar ba'am shal chaveiro. One of them gets ahead. One of them gets ahead of the other one. So what does the other one do? Natal sakin v'taka lo b'libo. On the Mizveach, on the ramp of the Beis HaMikdash, he stabs the other Kohen. Stabs the other coin and kills him. Amar Rabbi Sadok Amaylas HaUlam. Rabbi Sadok stands up on the steps of the Ulam. Ba'amar Achenu Beis Yisrael Shimu. Listen up, Jews. Harehu Omer. It says by Egla Rufa. Ki Masi Chalal Ba'adamav Yatzuza Kenecha V'Shoftecha. Where there's a pasuk about an anonymous corpse in the field. Anu Al Mi Lohavi Egla Rufa. Al Ha'ir O Al Ha'azaros. Where he starts talking about the tragedy. You have a Kohen who was killed on the ramp of the Beis HaMikdash. Go Kala'am B'Bechiyah. So the whole Am starts crying. Ba'aviv Shel Tinok. All of a sudden, the father of the victim walks into the Beis HaMikdash. He sees what happens. So what would any father should do? What should he do? He should bed down. See what's happening in the last few seconds of his son's life. Says the Gemara, Umatzuk Shum Mefarper. He sees he's being Mefarper. He's on the edge of life. He's not dead yet. Amar. Take the knife out of the heart. It's not Tama yet. He didn't die yet. Get the knife out of his heart. That's what the father says. It says the Gemara, L'lamedcha, Shekasha aleim taharas kelim, yoser mishvichas damim. You want to see a warped sense of mentality, a warped sense of halacha? This guy's more worried about the knife than worried about his son's life. Kasha taharas kelim. Yosef Mishvichas Damim. So that's what Tosfos quotes here. That line. Kasha Taras Akele. He said, you find sometimes. I mean, this is a less extreme case. He's going to violate Pigol, but he's Tumentara. This father wasn't worried about his son's life. You know, just this is always quoted in for examples of people who have focused on one area of halacha in a warped sense, especially if Shvichas Damim staring at you in the face. Well, Samar al Damriecha. Yeah. Is it only Tumah? So the message could apply to not only Tumah. Right, the message applies to all areas of halacha. Specifically, the context here is tum and tara, but I think the message for us is by all areas we have to make sure that on our hierarchy of values in halacha we have Chazal's view and not our own view. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that that's chshadei kahuna in the Gemara. So we're metami the karban. Because that will hopefully prevent Kohanim from being Mefagel HaKarban. So by the way, what are we worried about? Rashi here says we're worried about that they're going to be Mefagel HaKarban. The Yer Sameach says differently. He says, no, we're not worried about they're going to be Mefagel HaKarban. Okay, so some Kohanim are Mefagel HaKarban. We're worried that they're not going to tell the owners that it's Pigol. That's what we're worried about. We're not going to tell the owner that it's pickle. Because he quotes, Dar Sameach quotes in Ilchas Tumas Meis, he quotes Rashi, and he says, Pirish Rashi Dachuk, Mishum Chshadei Shechashim Lefagel, we're worried because, basically he's bothered by Tosa's question also, but because of these Rishayim, we're going to say that all of these are, all the pickle is Tame. What do you mean? We're not going to talk about like my chauffeur on Shabbos. Okay, we're worried about accidents. So maybe here too, shouldn't we be worried about accidents? We're going to have a whole takana to Rabbanan to make this tamei because we're worried about mizidim rishayim. Says the Arsameach, it can't be that pshat. So the Arsameach says in Ilchas Avos Hatuma, that the kavana is no, that we're talking about kohanim that did it by accident. Let's say they forgot. Let's say they forgot what carbon they're dealing with, what time it is. So they did shalom bizmano, so it's pigol, but they forgot. But what's going to happen? A kohen who's mafagal a carbon has to pay for it. It's a puzzle carbon. He has to pay the owner for it. So that's what we're worried about. That he's going to be too embarrassed to tell the owner that he was mefagel the carbon by accident. So what's going to happen? So therefore, It's not going to count, and it's going to, and the Bialim aren't going to know. So what do? We're going to be metami the carbon. If we're metami the carbon, what's going to happen? So he's not allowed to bring it. He's not allowed to bring the pigle. So that's going to end up, you know, he's going to have to wait. He's going to have to burn it. So it's going to come out, if the carbon is tamei, it's going to come out that that it became pigle. This forces the Kohen to have to tell the Bialim. But again, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because why should we have a takana for Rishayim? So the machlokes between Rashi and the Arsameach, what is the pshat of chshadei kahuna? Yeah. Tumah midrabanan. Midah araisa, this is tahar. But we had a lot of tumah midrabanan. The concept of a shlishi la tumah, the concept of a person becoming a sheni. I mean, all those are tumas midrabanan. We could have tumah on a drabanan level. For whatever reason, Chazal said, you know, establish this tumah daraisa, but for various reasons, tumah midrabanan, meaning you would have to go to the mikvah before your osek in taras. You would have to wash your hands, right? Netilas yadayim before eating truma. Now we do it even for chulin, before we eat bread. But why does netilas yadayim before eating truma? Because, again, midrabanan, your hands are tummy. So again, that's what we find tumas midrabanan in various places. What about the Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? But this is dafka, a problem in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we need this here. It's not just stama, a general Zerud Rabban. So the reason that they were Matame Pigel was because of Chshadei Kahuna. The Chadarim Shemasle Kahuna. And the one that says, what about the reason that Noser is Tame? Noser is Tame because of the lazy Kohanim. They're not going to be Osek with Zrizus. So that is why we say, because of the lazy Kohanim, they better do it quickly, or else with the Karbanot that they have in their hands are going to become Noser, and Noser is Tame. So Ma Masli Pigel, Ma Masli Noser. Okay, we said that. So though we just were mechalik between pigle and nosar, one opinion says that how much pigle and how much nosar is tame. So one says kizayis and one says kibetza. Man demasi kizayis ki isuro. The one who says it goes after kizayis, because we compare it, the model is the isser. The isser of eating nosar and pigle is a kizayis. So too, the gzera of tuma by these cases is kizayis. O man demasi kibetza kutumaso. And the one who says kibetza is no comparing it to its tuma. If it pigle and nosar really become tame, how much does it have to have? What's the shear? Kizayis and kibetza. Kibetza. So too, the tuma midrabanan that goes there is also kibetza. That's all background for the following question. That is, pigul and nosar have a tuma midrabanan associated with it. So iboy lahu yotze. What about yotze? Gozer rabanan tuma olo. Are we gozer tuma on a carbon that goes out of the place where it's allowed to be? So yotze. Mi amrinan, do you say nosar the gozer tuma da asi li yatsu lebe? By nosar, I understand why there's tuma, because of laziness. So that's why we're worried that the koi is going to be lazy. But we're not choshesh that the kohanim or dafka guda actively take the carbon out of its place for laziness. You don't have to do anything. So that we're worried about. But to do something, maybe we're not worried. So maybe there should not be a reason to mimitame yotze. Or do we say, no, maybe even yotze is tame. Tashma, so let's prove it from that same Mishnah that we quoted before. The case where half a limb goes out by the Korban Pesach, so you cut it and you roll back the part that did not go out. So that's how you solve it, and you can salvage the inside meat, the part that's on the inside, and you can eat it. So ask the Gemara. 1 second. If there is, this is talking about a yotze here. Half of this limb went out. If yotze is tamei, so then how does this help you to be able to eat the part that didn't go out? It was touching. If the outside is tamei, the inside is tamei, because it was touching each other. So it must be, you see from this mission, it must be that there is no tuma when it comes to yotze. Because the fact that you're cutting this and you're pulling it back, says Gemara, no, maybe it is tamei. But still, it's not matame what it's touching. Why? Tuma starim hi. The tuma starim lo matame. Because what became tame here? The basar. The basar is under the skin before you start cutting. So if it's under the skin, that's why it's called tumas starim. The halacha by tumas maga, by tuma that goes through touching, it's only blood, based on a pasuk, it's only by a revealed place, a makam magula. If it's tumas starim, so that's why regular hilchas tuma does not apply. Right? We have a parallel in hilchas tara. Right? By chatzitza. Is there a chatzitza by beis astarim? By beis astarim, in the mouth, or in the somewhere else, that's considered beis astarim, we paskin that you don't need water to go there. Or you don't have to have your mouth open when you go to the mikvah. It has to be royal biyasmayim. It has to be able to get water, but you don't have to have water there. So that's a parallel to the halacha of tuma. Tuma serves, therefore here the basar is underneath the skin, so therefore,
it is not metame, because even though the outside is metame, you cut it and then it's not a problem. Tosfos points out, but what about when you cut the skin? When you start cutting, it becomes revealed. Tosfos says you go karate chop, right? You do it one fell swoop and there's no moment in time that it's revealed. Okay, so that's why it's not metame. Says the Gemara, though, Ula Ravina de Amar, but there's a shita of Ravina Mesechas Chulin that says, Chibure Ochlin Lav Chiburhu, Ukamad Mifrisi Dami. Ravina says that if you have something that's going to be cut for any reason, so it's considered already cut, it's considered separate. So according to that, these two parts of the meat which you're going to separate are considered separate. If it's considered separate, so then there's nothing covered anymore. And therefore, it will be considered Megula. So you're back to the original question, that it must be that there's no Tumah by Yotze, because if the part that went out is Tameh, it's touching it, and it's considered a revealed spot. So Michael Amemar, Hokanaga Bahadadi Vakamatami, they're touching in a revealed spot. Says the Gemara, okay, Ella. Remember what we said before? We said that it's still, even if you say it's tummy, there's still a minimum shear. So maybe you don't have the shear. So again, there's no proof from that Mishnah whether Yotzei has a tumah midrabanan or not. Because maybe it's talking about an amount that went out that does not meet the requirements of the minimum shear tumah. Tashma, another try. Hamotzi b'sar pesach mechabura lachabura. I don't think we've ever spoken about this Isser of the Karban Pesach yet. As I said at the beginning of the year, we're Zochet today. Today is the day of the Karban Pesach. So we're Zochet to be Yosek in Yanim of the Karban Pesach. So Tashma, if you take out a piece of meat from your Chabura, right, we're going to have Chaburas when we have the Karban Pesach. Let's say we have groups of 10. Let's say we're all eating it, and all of a sudden, I take a piece of our Karban Pesach out and I give it to another Chabura. You know what? That's an Isser Daraisa. Just moving mechabura lechabura. Says the Gemara, Avo bishu belosasei, even though I violated a losasei, which we're going to talk about in a minute, tar, still, that piece of meat that went out is tar. So my lav tar ba'asur, to yotze mechabura lechabura, schut kiyotze chus lemechitzas adami. So don't we say it's tar, but it's asur, because the carbon became pasul, because taking it out from one group, isn't that the same as taking it out from its mechitza? Let's say from the walls of Yerushalayim, Umisla becomes puzzle via filo haki ktani tahar, yet it still says tahar al malakad rabbanan tumah. Doesn't that prove our question that there's no tumah by a yotze? Because this says beferish, it's tahar. Is this talking about a case where it's puzzle but it's tahar? So Mer says, no, lo, maybe tahar or mutter. Really, it's mutter. There's no problem with the carbon. Why? Don't compare leaving the group to leaving the walls. The yotze mechabura lechabura lav kiyotze chuzo b'chisaso dami. Right, it's not like it. V'lo mifsal. It doesn't become pasul when it leaves the group. But we just said you violate a losase by taking it out of the group. So once you violate the losase, doesn't that mean that the carbon gets ruined? Because you took it out of where it's supposed to be? Says the Gemara, no. Bishlo malamanta amar kibetza, according to the one who says that the shear of tumah, the minimum shear, is a betza. So then I have no problem, because it could be that you took out a kezias size. So if you took out a kezias size, you violate the isser of changing chaburas, because that's the amount that you should eat, but you aren't metami this, because you don't have the shear required for tumah. The isbe kezias velasbe kibetza. So it says enough for the isser of removing it from the ochlim, and it's not enough to be metami it. So it's not a problem according to that shita. Elamant amar kezayis v'ikalameira, but according to the one who says even the shear tumah is kezayis. So we're back to the question, shouldn't, if you took it out of this group, it should become pasul. And if it's pasul, and the Mishnah and the Braisa says tahar, it must be a raya that there's no tumah by yotze. Ella, third to last line, b'yotze b'pasach lomi b'aylon. No, don't ask me. This case that we brought is different, because that's that by Apsul Yosei by Karban Pesach. That's different. The Logos Rabbanan Tumah. The Rabbanan Warren goes there Tumah by Karban Pesach Yosei. My time, why? B'nei Chabura Zrizenhein U'mizhar Zahiribe. We've had this before, that the B'nei Chabura are Zariz, and they'll make sure that nobody takes things out of the group. Right? They're watchmen. They'll make sure that nothing happens. Elakikami Boylan B'yotze B'kachim. My. Right? We don't know. The question about Yosei is by Achilas Kachim. By Achilas Kachim, other than the Karban Pesach, that's our question, Teku. And we don't know the answer to that question. Okay, I'm not going to say it again, but maybe tonight at the Seder by Elio Anavi, at the end you can say over the Vart, why we say Teku and not Meku. Tishvi Yataritz Kushis Vabayas, and not Meku, Mishvi, Moshe Yataritz Kushis Vabayas. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu. Why not? Why Eliyahu Navi? What does Eliyahu Navi have over Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, so if you don't remember, I'll say it after the shir. But right now, that's so we have a teiku today. Say Inyan Diyoma. Eliyahu Navi's coming. Says the Gemara, Mosi Bzar Pesach, Mechaber Lechaber Minayin. What's the source that there's an Isser de Oraisa of taking the Karban Pesach out from the group? Titania, the Pasuk says, Lo Sosi, when the Baisar de Basar Chutzah. Pasuk says, the Baisar's bow. Don't take the Basar out of the house. Rashi says the word Chutzah is extra. Ainli, Elami Bias, Mi Bias. Mechaber Lechaber Minayin. I know taking it out of the house where it's being eaten is Usser. How do I know even within the same house? Let's see, we're in a hotel. In a hotel, in one big dining room. How do I know that maybe taking the Pesach from one table to another table? You're all in the same dining room! Right? You're taking the Pesach from one to another. How do I know that's also Aser? Tamalomer, Chutza, Chutza Achilaso. The extra word Chutza teaches me outside of its Achila. So that's why there's an Isser Daraisa to take it even out of its group. The Tzlach on this Gemara, the Tzlach says, it appears in his view that we'll wait for that tzlach in a minute. Let's continue for a second. Amar Rabbi Ami Hamotzi Psar Pesach Mechabur Lechabura Einu Chayiv Ashiyaniach. An amazing halacha. There's an Isser Hotsa'a by the buster of the Karan Pesach. So you know what the Gemara says? Rabbi Ami says, you're not Chayiv by Hotsa'a of the Karan Pesach until you have an Akira and a Hanacha. Just like we had at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that for the malacha of Hotzah, you have the two ingredients, two requirements. You have to be okiri, you have to uproot it in one rishus and put it down in another rishus. That halacha of Hotzah also applies to Hotzah by Karan Pesach. Hotzah, k'siv beke Shabbos. It says the lashon of Hotzah. My Shabbos ad da'avet akira bahanacha, af Hachanami Adavra Kiravanacha. It says Hosah there, so it says Hosah here too. It says the Afikayam. So you see from here that Akira and Hanacha is not just a unique halacha of Leches Bachshavis, a detail of Leches Shabbos. It's part of the definition of Latseis, of Hosah, because that's why it applies to Kala Tarakula. Here, there's a question in the Achron, in the Minchas Chinuch and others discuss, what about the other details of Hotzah? What about putting it on a Makom Dalad al Dalad? What about other halakhas of Shabbos? Does that apply to Hotzah by Karan Pesach? Okay, it's a question, but at least this one applies of Akira and Hanacha. This is from a Mishnah at the end of Zvachim. If you're carrying out the Parim HaNisrafim, we had them yesterday, there are certain karbanis, the Parim Levashar Tzibur, Paradum, and others that had to be burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha was that whoever is being osek in the burning of these animals, they became tamei, right? Like the paraduma is the mataris at tamei. So says the Mishnah, if you're carrying them out on poles, let's say the first group went out, they're going outside the wall, stop time. Half the people carrying the karban are outside the walls of the Yerushalayim, and half of them are still inside. Says the Mishnah, Harishonim yatsu chus l'chomas azar v'achronim lo yatsu. The first group went out, and the second one didn't. Harishonim mitamin begadim v'achronim ein mitamin begadim. The first group, their begadim are already tamei, the second group are not. I have a halonach. There it also says Hotzah. There was no hanacha there. There was no hanacha there. So how could it already be tamei? Don't you need an akira and hanacha for it to be considered a Hotzah? So most of the umafarik love it and groan. No, that thing is talking about they're dragging it. They're dragging it, so then there is a hanacha. Every second that they stop is called a hanacha. There is a tzlach that has a chiddush on this Gemara that where he says that maybe even though he suggests that the Isser of carrying it out of the Chabura, you're not Chayiv Malkus except with an Akira and a Hanacha, but maybe the Basar becomes Ne'asar even without a Hanacha. Because the Makar for Yotzei is from a Pasuk that does not say the word Hotzah there. Basar Basadeh Shreifa Lo Sochelu. Basar in the Sadeh you shouldn't eat. Sadeh means anywhere Chutz, anywhere outside of its spot. So it says the Noda Yehuda, the Slach, that he thinks that maybe the halacha of requiring Akira and Hanacha, that's only regarding the Chiyuv Gavra of being Chayiv for Hotza'a. But regarding the Psul of the Karban, that would apply even right away without a Hanacha. And the Menachas Chinuch is not so sure about it. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tezvav, where this Isser about not taking out the Karban Pesach, he is not sure whether that would apply, because the Gemara doesn't have such a chiluk. Okay, Mishnah. So Mishnah, we had this Mishnah twice already today. Right, if you have a limb that went half out of the place where it's supposed to be eaten, you're not allowed to break the bones of the Karan Pesach, therefore you cut the flesh up into the bone and you roll back. Uba Mukdashin, but by other kachim, not by Karan Pesach, So you have a much simpler etza, simpler answer. What do you do if half the limb went out? Kotzis makofitz. Just cut it. Just smash it and cut off the parts, even the bone that went out. She'ein bo mishum shviras esam, because there is no iser shviras esam. So cut off the part that went out, and that's it. You don't have to have any other solution. What about if it's in the? It didn't go out all the way. Picture a gate of Yerushalayim. You have these big, thick gates, right? Thick walls. Let's say it went underneath the gate. So is that considered yotzei, or does it have to go? It went under the threshold, or does it have to go through? So it says the Mishnah two contradictory lines, which we'll have to see what it means. From the gate, the Mishnah first says minagav lefnim. From the threshold in is kilefnim. Minagav lechutz is like lechutz. So is it like inside or outside? The Gemara will discuss it. And the last line, hachalonos va'ovi achoma kilefnim. The windows in the walls and the thickness of the walls, like say it goes on top of the walls, that's like inside. The only question is, what about the gates? Amar Rav Yehuda, the doors. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'chein l'tfila. Rav says the same halacha is applied for tfila. What does v'chein l'tfila mean? Rashi here says that if somebody is standing in the doorway, can he count for a minyan or not? So says Rashi that if he's underneath, he could be mitzarif. If he's not underneath, if he's in the other room, he cannot be mitzarif. Tosfos quotes this Rashi, and he does not. He thinks that it's not correct. Therefore, he thinks it's talking about a case of not being counted for a minyan, but for answering kaddish and kedusha. Can you answer kaddish and kedusha from under the doorway? That's the discussion. But out minyan for sure, you have to be inside. My chavrusa told me that a few years ago, he asked Rav Shechter something about a Beis HaAvel. He said, what should you be makpid on in a Beis HaAvel? Right? Different halachas. So Rav Shechter said, make sure all the minyan is in one room. Because many times, people are in different rooms, between different doorways, might not have a minyan in one room. So that's what you should be makpid about. To make sure that everybody's in the same room, so that you make sure you have a minyan in one room. Okay, that's v'chein l'tfila. That's Rashi. Uplika de Rav Ben Levi. And this argues on Rav Ben Levi. Rav Ben Levi, afilu mechitza shem parisol, ina mafsekes, ben yisrael avim shem shemayim. Even an iron wall does not separate between the Jews and their Father in heaven. What does this mean? Rashi explains that it means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down at a group of Jews in a house, he doesn't care about walls. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you all in one spot, so you don't have to worry about it, and you're all mitzurif. Period. So Haguf Akasha, the Mishnah itself is contradictory. Amar Minagav Lef Nipi Lefnim, that line is mashma that the threshold is like the inside. Ha'agav Asmok Elachutz, from going inside the agaf, the threshold is like inside. Mashma the agaf itself is like outside. Stira is the threshold like in or out? Lokasha. Kan b'shari Azara, kan b'shari Yerushalayim. Are we talking about the gates of the Azara or Yerushalayim? Damar Shobar of Yitzchak, b'nei Malo, niskach shari Yerushalayim. Why weren't the gates of Yerushalayim sanctified? The gates of Yerushalayim are like outside. Why? Remember last week we had that a Mitzora is sent out of Shalosh Machanos. He's not only sent out of Beis HaMikdash, Harabai is out of Yerushalayim. So you have this Mitzora who's standing right outside the walls. Sometimes, because of the rain of the sun, he'll go under those doorways in order for shade, in order for protection. So Chazal, specifically, were not Makadesh, those walls, so it's considered as if they're still outside. They're not violating anything. While the Shari Hazara, though, the line of the Mishnah that says it's like inside, are talking about the gates of the Azara. Now the Gemara says, all the gates of the Azara are sanctified except for Shar Niknar. Why? Niknar, right, the one in Yuma that brought the doors, that found the other door, he threw it off the boat. So it says, why was that gate not sanctified? Because when a Mitzorah gets Tahar, on his way back in, he sticks his thumbs inside that doorway in order to get sprinkled on. So because of that, also, we don't want this doorway to be Mekudesh. Period. So that's the chiluk. So the door, the Shari Yerushalayim are not Makudish. The Shari Azara are Makudish, except for the Shar HaNikner. Okay, we'll stop here. And everybody should have a Chag Sameach. She has an update. Bez Shem Sunday. Sunday I'll be giving the daf. But after that, the rest of the week, Menachem will be giving it. Because I'm going to be going away for a couple days. And I'll be back the following Sunday. I'll be back the Sunday after. I mean, I'll be coming back that Friday, but I'm not giving the daf that day. So again, that's it. So I'll give Bez Shem Sunday. Next Sunday I'll be giving it. And then Menachem will give it the rest of the week. Okay, everybody should have a Chag Sameach. You're not there already.